GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News,
app.
I'm Mark Remillard. The deadline growing ever closer to reach a deal and avoid a U.S. government default.
I still believe we have time to make an agreement and get it done.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy saying that about negotiations with Democrats on a plan to raise the debt ceiling while instituting spending cuts. The Treasury Department has warned of serious economic fallout should the U.S. default and says lawmakers have only about another week to get a deal done. Fitch Ratings Agency has already placed the U.S. on a negative watch and could move to downgrade the U.S.'s credit rating. A Mississippi grand jury has indicted three former police officers over the death of a black man seen on video being pinned down and repeatedly shocked with stun guns. Two of the former officers were charged with murder, while a third former cop was charged with manslaughter. Officials say they've been able to refloat a tanker ship that briefly ran aground in Egypt's Suez Canal. Officials say traffic is now back to normal. This is ABC News. The Department of Homeland Security now says that the man who shot and killed eight people at a mall in Allen, Texas this month was fixated on mass shootings and held views consistent with racial or ethnic extremism.
In a new National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin, the Department of Homeland Security warns the U.S. is in a heightened threat environment, warning that lone offenders and small groups motivated by a range of ideological beliefs and personal grievances continue to pose a persistent and lethal threat to the homeland. The bulletin warns the coming months could be dangerous because of 2024 election activities and legislative and judicial decisions. Officials also say of concern are targets along the border because of rhetoric seen online. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police in Los Angeles say a 17-year-old boy fell to his death over the weekend while climbing a bridge in an apparent social media stunt. They say he slipped and fell as part of a plan to post a video online. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said, sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a Don't You Forget About Me Tuesday edition, the happier, happy hour, Dom. I want to thank our most recent guest, Todd Alba, Civic Media's own, the Todd Alba Show. We welcome him to the afternoons, June 5th. You know, a new Summer of Love lineup coming. June 5th, Dom. Except we're exactly where we've always been. First place in your hearts.
Always where we should be.
Well, at least for the current stretch. We've been at 4-6 for... you know, like a year now, so let's leave it alone. We're not going to mess with the greatest radio show ever.
No. Not doing the early morning show. That's not going to happen.
That had been suggested. Like, hey, why don't you guys get up early?
Yeah. I mean, you mean stay up all night? That sounds like terrible radio to me.
Todd Alba's show starting June 5th, 1 to 3 p.m. Matt Flynn, 3 to 4, Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6. Maggie Dawn joining the lineup, Milwaukee County Corporate Council, 6 to 7 p.m., the Maggie Dawn Show. And Dom, I'm very excited to announce we've got three times a day comprehensive news, 8 p.m., noon, and 5 o'clock. This will be not like a one little minute news break, but this will be anchored news coverage from all around the state. We're going to start flexing, Dom, this network, this civic media thing on June 5th. So stick around for that. And of course, all your favorites in the morning. We've got As Goes Wisconsin. We got the Earl Ingram Show. And we got a lot of local favorites like, well, Pat Kreitlow. Everybody loves Pat Kreitlow early in the morning, Up North News. But we've got local shows all across the network. And we're going to welcome some new ones like the Mayor and Mino. Up in Green Bay, those guys are chomping at the bit. They're our 6 to 8 a.m. show. That will launch on June 5th. Former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt and John Mino.
Oh, yeah, that's
everybody
fun.
Knows Mino up there in the Valley, man. So those guys are going to talk, you know, life and sports and a lot of things, Fox Valley and Green Bay. And Todd's joining us in the afternoon. A lot of news product coming out. A noonday phone roundup. Good callers from around the state can represent their part of the state. Even conservatives. Probably not you, CJ. I said good callers. But we're going to start auditioning them, you know, for the June 5th rollout at 844-967-2789. Also, our buddy Stu Daniels is going to join the morning lineup. fill a couple holes for us across the network.
Oh, fantastic. I heard Stu filling in for Earl here recently. I texted him, like, man, I didn't, because I haven't heard him on the radio for a while. I'm like, God, that voice is so familiar, you know, so
Stu
calm.
Man.
Oh, man, Stu Man. Love the Stu Man. That's great, man.
Unfortunately, Stu can't roll out on June 5th. You know why? Stu Man's got Dead and Company tickets. He's deadheading.
I mean, that's a justified excuse. That's an excused absence, Stu.
Here's the good news. Stu Man and Earl were on a show together for at least 5 years in our old gig in Milwaukee. So I see a lot of cross-pollination from those two shows.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Where, you know, they simulcast across the great state of Wisconsin. Let Stu play the tunes and Earl sing along.
Earl be Earl.
Earl be Earl. So exciting new stuff coming also. And I don't know if we've made all these announcements publicly, but I'm kind of running at the mouth, so I'll keep doing
public
it.
Public now, man.
Three brand new talk stations and a gorgeous new HD music station in the Eau Claire Valley, Chippewa Falls, WCFW, Chippewa Falls, 105.7, this heritage adult contemporary, I guess that's what you call the music.
The AC.
Raleigh Bushland was playing this thing for like 60 years. And we have a rebuilt. We are the only HD music station in the Eau Claire Valley. So we're going to pop out of your radio dial. Tell your friends. Tell Jeannie. Tell everybody. And we're going to have the most glorious talk stick. I think we're calling it the tap. What's on the tap?
It's on the 93.5
FM. The tap coming June 5th. That one will come online with the new, the greatest lineup ever. And also, lacrosse, dude. Our college town is finally. You know how long it's been since they heard my voice on those glorious airwaves? Like 30 plus
years.
Sports
Talk Live. It's been a long time, Chris.
30 plus years.
Oh, my God.
We're coming back on the Eagle, 1490 AM. Our friend Dana, all our friends up there in lacrosse, we're coming for you. We're going to start making inroads in the third CD. And then I was at the new Racine station this morning, WRJN. And when I say new, it's 97 years new.
New to Civic.
This thing's been, yes, new to the Civic Media Network. And it will soon play out our format. It's going to have Earl in the morning. And we've got Lou Regani, who is actually a staple from Kenosha. He's been doing a show for 31 years. He's going to be our 6 to 8 a.m. guy. I mean, I've been meeting some people, man. I've been out there
for sure, dude.
Pressing the flesh, kissing babies, hiring radio hosts. So we're very excited to welcome WRJN also on June 5th. And the prospect of the Packers, and I'm in some negotiations for some other big, let's call it major league sports in the Racine Kenosha marketplace. Man, I'm pumped. We're going to have sports all over the airwaves, news, talk, and sports.
Speaking of, Crew, don't we have some tickets to give away? If we don't give them away, Luke's going to be mad at us.
Let's give away some tickets courtesy of our shiny, sound and better 1100 AM. And I mean that in all sincerity. We are continuing, and all thanks to our grand poobah, Sage Weil, and his investment in this network, we've put new sound processing on the 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM. But that is our Brewers flagship, and we've got four tickets for Thursday night's game. 6:40 start. We will be your pregame show on 1100 AM. But if you haven't tried that station yet, during the commercial break, go try. It's shiny. It's new. You should be able to hear it to the Milwaukee exurbs, at least on the top, the wow side. And you can hear it all the way to the exurbs of Dane County. So that's a big stick.
That's a big stick.
Your daytime Brewers station and nighttime on 98.3. So anyways, a lot of new stations, tickets to give away, not you, CJ, but others are eligible for tickets this hour at 844-967-2789. Please tell Ebone whether or not you're interested in the tickets. We got two pair of two. So we'll give away two sets of two tickets each. Am I being absolutely clear?
That's very clear.
Like Ron DeSantis clear? Am I that clear? Clear as mud? Ron DeSantis joining the presidential race tomorrow. Now, the number of Republican failed also rans getting into the race, if anything, that makes Trump stronger, to my opinion.
Under a normal circumstance and a normal election cycle, of course, absolutely, it would be a replay of the last time Trump won. Ain't this time.
What if Trump has already mathematically won the nomination, and then the indictments come? Then the tailwinds are so the headwinds are so substantial that then, you know, Trump's got kidney stones that got to drop out, bone spurs, something, right? You know,
arm, it's broken.
He'll come up with some excuse, and let's say he drops out of the race after already mathematically winning, theoretically, enough votes to win the nomination.
If that were to be the, I mean, I would, you know, I don't know how this.
Do you
all
take the first runner out, up and then watch Trump just eviscerate the guy? Because I'm assuming it's not Nikki Haley either. Also ran Nikki Haley. Chris Sununu is the only one that offers any sort of an interesting resume amongst those even bantered with our pal Todd Alba. Sununu is the chief executive. Trump has obviously served before. And I've heard, and we talked about the fact, maybe Chris Christie's going on a kamikaze campaign. He'll just go and, you know, throw himself and Trump on the grenade on the stage, maybe tackle him off the stage.
This whole was a chief executive thing. I mean, that stuff doesn't matter anymore, man. Trump wasn't a chief executive of Jack Squat before, of course, a Trump organization, a crime syndicate of anything else. That doesn't matter. Obama wasn't a chief executive of anything before he got elected. So
Obama had a history of governance.
So did Scott Walker. So what does that have to do with it? You know what I'm saying?
Scott Walker.
Listen,
these times are not,
you cannot even go back 10 years ago and compare to what's happening right now. I mean, talk about new territory. This is all, every day, every breath we take is new territory right now.
Dominic, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, God.
At auction has purchased the speaker's used lip balm for $100,000.
What?
Yeah.
With other people's money?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd be amazed at the
campaign
crazy
funds
I could buy with other people's money, man.
Well, she's transferring money from her campaign war chest over to RNC.
Okay.
And then Kevin McCarthy will come and help her fundraise because apparently he accompanies the used lip balm.
Weird. It's all weird.
We were going to go somewhere else, right?
Yeah, we were. We'll get there. We got some callers too. We want to get to them. We got to give these tickets away for Milwaukee Brewers hosting the San Francisco Giants on Thursday, 6:40 p.m. first pitch. Give us a call. Tell Evan you want the tickets and we will give them away. Or Luke gets mad. 844-967-2789. We do have some news out there, Crudy. Apparently, Trump today appeared by video in front of the judge in the Stormy Daniels buy-off, you know, fraud charges case, a 32 count indictment. Apparently supposed to behave himself. So we have some news to get to today as well.
I hear E. Jean Carroll's trying to up the stakes, too. Had a judgment and couldn't keep his mouth shut. So she asked the judge for, what, $10 million now?
Another $10 million.
And more days of detention, right? Keep it up. You'll get another month.
You mess with the bull, you'll get the horn, son.
And the shocking news of the Shorewood spitter. Taking 60 days in jail, going into custody today. Of her own decision and her own volition, strange choices being made. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. That'd be a good one.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 40. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 65. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 41. Turning warmer Friday and Saturday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 40 overnight. High of 65 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
Percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You're welcome to join us at 844-967-2789.
You know, Dom, we've talked quite a bit. I don't think the people are inspired by the thought of a Biden-Trump 2.0. Both because they find Joe Biden a little uninspiring and they hate Donald Trump. So it's sort of a bad matchup, but they're like, two guys caught in this death spiral, our nation going down with them, Dom. The Washington Post, they got a little focus group I'd like to share with you in the audience for just a minute. Concerns about Biden's reelection swamped by fear of Trump and swing voter focus groups. Here's what they say about Biden. This is not exactly positive, but let me read this. Nearly all of the 15 gathered swing voters described feeling negative emotions when they saw President Biden on television or computer screens. Here are the words they used. Confused, concern, worry, sad, sorry, and even panicked. Every single one said they wish Biden and his old Republican foe, Donald Trump, were not running for re-election. Every single one. Several offered dire assessments of Biden's mental and physical capacities, calling him too old or speculating about the possibility of dementia. But as the focus group moderator steered the conversation to the possibility of a Biden rematch next year with Trump, the mood clearly shifted amongst these voters who had all cast a ballot for Trump in 16 and then Biden in 2020.
Ooh, interesting.
9 of the 15 said they would vote again for Biden. 9 of the 15. These were Trump, Biden voters. 9 of 15 said they would vote for Biden again. 3 said they'd go back to Trump. And 3 said they would either not vote or find a third-party candidate. Even a 32-year-old recruiting manager from Phoenix who had described the panic she felt watching Biden came back into the fold. Whatever the step above panicked is, that's what I feel about Trump, said Felicia, a registered Democrat. Dom, the results of the two focus groups conducted by the Washington Post, by research firms in Gaseous and Sago, echoed the research that Democratic strategists have been doing in recent months in preparation for the 2024 presidential. Public polling has shown clear majorities of the American people, including many Democratic-leaning voters, are concerned about Biden's health and do not want him to run again. But in both focus groups and polling, concerns about another Trump presidency are even greater, leaving Biden in a much better position if the two men meet in a rematch. The only question then becomes, Dom, what happens if the stars don't align? If, you know, Trump gets weighed down by one too many indictments and he's not the GOP nominee, and then you got, you know, Joe Biden, who many of his own supporters questioned how sharp he might be, let's just say, regardless of age, and I'm not going to throw dementia in the mix. But if it ain't Donald Trump, which would panic so many of the people listening to my voice, how many would be calmed by an Ivy League fascist like Ron DeSantis, Dom? That's my fear. A 44-year-old DeSantis against Joe Biden.
No, I got it. The age is the age thing, and that might, you know, you can't deny that. How much it plays in, of course, is the question. But I think you got to look at it in a practical standpoint. If Trump doesn't run, a lot of those Trump voters, they're not going to vote. They're not going to vote for DeSantis. You know, they're a Trump guy. Or Trump goes third party and blows the whole thing up, right? So, and certainly, I don't think anyone who would even reluctantly vote for Joe Biden are going to all of a sudden go, well, DeSantis is a younger fascist than Donald Trump. I'm going to vote for him. I don't think DeSantis gains any Biden voters, and I think any other Republican loses Trump voters. So I think there's going to be some cushion all the way around that entire formula.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the makeup of this little focus group, Dom. The first and foremost, the writer's comments. The results suggest the possibility of a frustrating and dispiriting election season for many Americans who, like the participants in the post groups, do not want to see either of the front runners for the Democratic and Republican nomination as their next president. Nobody wants them, but we're stuck with them, one of the other. The participants in the focus groups included 8 independents, 4 Democrats, 3 Republicans, from Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and of course, Dom, Wisconsin.
The Scummies.
Were screened for participation by their 2016 vote for Trump and their 2020 vote for Biden. 9 of the participants were white, 4 were black, and 2 were Asian American. I don't know how you find 4 historically Trump, Biden, black voters, but well done, panel.
Come on, man. Listen, If it's Weekend at Bernie's and Kamala Harris is holding up Joe Biden with a string by the pool, I'm still voting for Joe over whoever the Republicans are throwing out there right now.
844-967-2789. Diane from Madison. Welcome, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Awesome.
So I was just flipping channels and driving home, and I just didn't have your channel selected. But popped up on a religious channel, I don't know how, but they're having a conversation about active shooters. And one of the announcers said, I'm so upset by this comment, said, you know, God forbid a mass casualty shooter would occur at a church. And I'm thinking, what planet do you live on? I mean, there have been instances in churches,
Dylan Ruth, Roof down in South Carolina, shot up a black church.
You know, and it's like, is it because it wasn't, and I don't want to say something like this, but because it wasn't a white church, mega church that didn't occur, and doesn't it matter? I mean, these are still Americans. These are still people. These are still, you know, victims. I mean, I'm just shocked. And it's kind of like, and it goes to the politics, so too. It's, you know, that's them. It's not us. And it's like, we have to remember we are all one. We're all part of this country. We may have different viewpoints. But it goes to that extreme. I was just really bothered by that comment.
Diane, it's a huge Venn diagram where the gun-loving overlap with the God-loving. Come back, more devils.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The deadline growing ever closer to reach a deal and avoid a U.S. government default.
I still believe we have time to make an agreement and get it done.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy saying that about negotiations with Democrats on a plan to raise the debt ceiling while instituting spending cuts. The Treasury Department has warned of serious economic fallout should the U.S. default and says lawmakers have only about another week to get a deal done. Fitch Ratings Agency has already placed the U.S. on a negative watch and could move to downgrade the U.S.'s credit rating. A Mississippi grand jury has indicted three former police officers over the death of a black man seen on video being pinned down and repeatedly shocked with stun guns. Two of the former officers were charged with murder, while a third former cop was charged with manslaughter. Officials say they've been able to refloat a tanker ship that briefly ran aground in Egypt's Suez Canal. Officials say traffic is now back to normal. This is ABC News.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The Brewers still in first place, Dom. Tied with Pittsburgh, so they're tied for first place. But they're in first place. They're beating the Cubbies and St. Louis and Cincinnati. First place Milwaukee Brewers. I like saying that. You can hear them on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM and WRCE. Radio from the center down in Richland Center. We thank our two Brewers flagships. But now we've given away our tickets, Dom. And now it's time to get back to the political business, the very important news. So what Merritt's talking about next, is it the lip balm, the unaffordable contraception?
No. Let's get to next? The New York Times. Here's a quick one. Then we'll get to the callers at 844-967-2789. Trump criminal trial scheduled for March of 2024.
Which
the
one?
The former president appeared to react angrily at a virtual appearance when a judge in his case disclosed the trial date. Jonah Bromwich reporting. Scheduled for March 25th of 2024. March 25th. Trump attended the hearing remotely, making his first courtroom appearance since the 34 felony charges were unveiled against him last month. He appeared to react angrily when the trial date was announced by Justice Juan Merchan. Though his microphone was muted, it was unclear what he was saying to his lawyer seated next to him, Todd Blanche. Trial is set for 3 weeks after Super Tuesday, one of the most important days on the Republican presidential primary calendar. And the disclosure of the date came just a day before Trump's chief rival for the Republican nomination, Governor Ron DeSantis, set to announce his own run, highlighting the way that Trump's legal entanglements could complicate his third campaign to the White House. His appearance on Tuesday was brief, lasting about 20 minutes. The justice mentioned the restriction that be placed on Trump in use of material from the case, asking Mr. Blanche whether he had reviewed those restrictions with his clients. The attorney said he had. Prosecutors working for the district attorney Bragg asked that Mr. Trump's access to some case material be limited and requested that Justice Merchan prohibit the former president from disseminating the prosecution's evidence, including records of interviews with witnesses and grand jury testimony on social media or to reporters. Trump's lawyers fought that request, but at a hearing earlier this month, the Justice Merchan said he would grant it. He emphasized, though, that Trump would be free to speak about the vast majority of the evidence. Before the appearance started, Trump waited on camera, visible in high definition to the entire courtroom, a remarkable way to encounter the former president. Wearing a navy suit and a red, white, and blue tie, he squinted and glowered at the camera, clasping and unclasping his hands, never keeping them in the same position for very long. He looked like a man unaccustomed to waiting or tweaking out on Ritalin. I don't know. Trump barely spoke with his microphone on once the hearing got underway, but when Justice Merchan mentioned the trial date, he immediately grew agitated, chattering with Mr. Blanche with his microphone muted, waving his hands and shaking his head. He then folded his arms in frustration as the judge reviewed the updated motion schedule that would precede the trial. The defense will file any motions, including a motion to dismiss the case, by August 29th, with prosecutors responding by October 10th, and the judge will rule on the motions on January 4th. So let's say that again. Motion to dismiss the defense, any motions the defense has to file by August 29th. Prosecutors responding by October 10th, and the judge ruling on those motions on January 4th. So there we go. That's a little new news. The angry president, ex-president, folding his arms in disgust. He doesn't like to wait. He's running for president. He's very important. Don't you know?
You want another one? Say the word. Just say the word.
Yeah.
He went on the Truthy Social last night to take some pot shots at Laura Ingraham and Fox News.
Oh, really?
Did you see that? Can I share?
I did not. No, no.
And you can always share your tales of wonderment at 844-967-2789. Except you, CJ. I've seen you there for a long time. You keep calling back, and I keep ignoring you. Former President Trump accused Fox News host Laura Ingraham of running a hit piece on him for airing a segment focusing on his poll numbers compared to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. You know, the guy jumping in tomorrow morning, Dom. They say here, who's expected to announce a White House bid in the coming days. Trump, minutes after the segment aired Monday evening, took to his Truthy Social website to blast the longtime conservative commentator who has been largely supportive of him in recent years. Well, you crossed him once. That's all it takes.
That's the thing. I mean, people, I don't know why you don't learn this about guys like Donald Trump, people like Donald Trump. Those kinds of people, you will always, at some point, he will turn on you. The loyalty is one-sided for people like Donald Trump.
Laura Ingraham on Fox News just did a hit piece on me. There go her ratings, showing some polls which indicate that Ron DeSanctimonious may do better against Biden than I would, when actually polls show that I do much, all caps, better than Biden than Rob. Now he's Rob. That's his newest crack at, I don't even get that one. The poll you're looking at now, which has me doing far better against Crooked Joe, was just put up by Fox. I am sure unhappy. Actually, he wrote, I am sure unhappily. which is a little confusing and not grammatical. I'm also leading. Well, here's another take.
If grammatical is the only problem we have with Trump, man, those would be glory days.
I am leading De Sanctis. Now he's calling him De Sanctis by over 40 points in primary voting. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 10 p.m. So apparently he's turned on his girl Laura Ingraham. She got a place in the new Foxy News lineup, Don.
I'm not clear what's happening over
there.
You
know, we got a summer lineup. They got a summer lineup.
Ours is way better.
Well, we have no Laura Ingraham either. Thank God.
Makes it way better.
844-967-2789. Let's take a couple of your calls while there's time. Dick, how do we sound in the garage today?
Hey, Dick.
Oh, really good. We need a dealer remote here.
From Dick's DeSantis house, from walk. Dick's garage. Maybe if the the missus would let us in the house, Dick, we'd come. But I'm not broadcasting sure from the garage, dude.
Dude, I've got a sign she bought me that says on air, and it's a little, and so she knows when I'm talking to you guys. She's not to interrupt me. But anyway, DeSantis Walker. DeSantis will last longer simply because Walker's kids were older and they spent money like drunken sailors, remember? During that campaign?
Well, I'd hardly blame it on Matt and Alex. It was all the old man's ego trip.
I mean, Dick, I think DeSantis has more money. He's got more in the bank than Walker did.
Right.
So that'd be the only reason I could think
of. I'm going to tell you, Dom, I totally agree. It's not going to be Trump. I'm telling you who it's going to be right here, right now. 18 months in politics is an eternity. We all know that. I'm telling you that Hindenburg is going to be their nominee.
Who?
He's going to come walking out of the weeds. The Hindenburg, Chris Christie, the guy with a belt bigger than the buggy whip. He will be the nominee of that party.
Wow. Suddenly, that's quite a bold prediction, Dick. What gives you that impression?
Well, because everybody else is either going to be in jail or when Trump finally just this whole thing is with Trump is just to make money for his legal stuff. He's gone. I'm telling you, there's no way that guy's going to be the nominee.
The Teflon Don, Dick, I'm telling you, better tell the missus, we're going in the big house or we're not coming over. 844-967-2789. CJ, I'm going to ask you a question, then you can rant and rave. But who do you like in the race? If Trump, for whatever reason, is unable to be the nominee, who else do you find, you know, to suit your needs in the Republican field or possibilities, CJ?
We got so many good candidates, guys. Tim Scott, amazing.
But you know he'll never be the president, right?
But you know what? I'm going to vote for the Republican nominee, whoever that is. Unfortunately, your party, they won't even debate. They've already said they won't debate. So
who won't debate?
People that have 28%, Kennedy and Williamson, you're going to hide your guy in the basement like you have for the last year and a half.
Marianne Williamson's not a viable candidate, man. Just because some Yahoo runs for president doesn't mean the incumbent president should have to go debate. Did Robin Voss go debate Adam Steen, dude? Seriously.
Yeah, he's doing such a great job, 70% of your own party.
No, hang on, CJ. I mean, I think Crudy had a good point there. I mean, Robin Voss, here in the state of Wisconsin, the assembly speaker, had a viable opponent, a Trump-endorsed opponent. He didn't step on any sort of debate stage. I mean, that doesn't happen, right, CJ?
Well, I first want to congratulate Civic Radio for expanding and using the Trump small business tax cut, which I'm sure you will, Crudy, because God bless you. That's what it's all about. Small businesses like yourself. But you won't tell us the truth on that one, but you're using them, and you know that. And God bless Kevin McCarthy. You know,
CJ, hand out a stack of Bibles.
Work requirement.
I have no idea what the
work requirement.
There's already work requirements, CJ. That's already a thing.
Hand on a stack of Bibles. I filed an extension. I have no idea what tax consequences, because I'm going to put them off till October, and then I'm going to pay the late fees. Like I always
penalties and interest. That's your middle name, baby. If I get a couple of dogs, that's what I name them. Penalties,
CJ, it's guys like me that keep guys like you in roads. I'm just saying. 844-967-2789. I used to have a boss. You remember Jim?
Yes, I do.
Every so often, you know, a big mouth would start mouthing off to Jim. And he would use the emasculating, although somewhat jerky line, I pay more in taxes than you make in a year.
Oh. I mean, what a D-bag line, man. Are you kidding me? Wow.
But you should see the people wilt sometimes.
Well, what a sucker though. I mean, who pays taxes? Only the suckers pay taxes, Jim. You're not doing it right.
844-967-2789. Rico in Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing good tonight, guys. Yeah, CJ's all worried about them tax cuts of Crudy's. We're not worried about Crudy's tax cut or my tax cut or what little bit you got. What we're worried about is the billionaires, CJ. You see, you missed the point like you usually do. They can leave them tax cuts in place, don't you understand, and repeal the ones at the very top. And that almost adds up about equal when you count everybody at the top and then look at what us in the bottom are paying. Anyway, you guys may not have Laura Ingraham, but I'll tell you what you do have. My favorite of all time, Maggie Dawn. Glad to hear about that.
Yeah, Maggie's coming back to the airwaves for live.
And Maggie's back in town.
You know, I thought about you today, Rico. I read an article online. You know, Milwaukee is perceived as having amongst the fourth worst roads in America of all cities. And I remember when you won some tickets or got some tickets and came and saw our pal Charlie Behrens in Madison. And what, you hit a pothole and popped two tires? That's right. I did not know, but under Wisconsin law, you may be entitled to reimbursement.
I asked about it that night, and they said I couldn't. But glad you told me that. I'll contact my attorney and see what we can do about that, huh?
Well, I don't know about wasting money on the attorney.
Well, and I certainly hope your neck injury is feeling better now, Rico, after hitting those potholes. I mean, my arm is broken. You know what I mean?
My back ain't really been the same, you know? I mean, and hey, my advice, I got some advice for Marjorie. Just in case you and your new boy Jason get drunk on the Coors Light, because I know you won't drink the Bud. But in case you do and grab for that chapstick mistakenly, I highly recommend, Marge, right now, cut at least the first half inch of that off and throw it. Get rid of it. God only knows what's on there. Hey, great talking to you guys.
Be well, Rico. Thanks, man.
A whole lot of Trump's ass. That's what's on there.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. partly cloudy overnight with lows around 40. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 65. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 41. Turning warmer Friday and Saturday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 40 overnight. High of 65 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our last opportunity to speak with you today at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, if you hit a pothole in Milwaukee, you can file a claim. To file a claim against the city, you must file a document stating the circumstances within 120 days of the event. The document must include your address and a statement of the relief sought. Although they're basically saying good luck with that. I mean, they got a bit of a, you know, a pension crisis and a budgetary crisis. You may not get full reimbursement for your pothole crisis.
Send in the bill. I'm sure the shared revenue will cover it all.
Here's the flip side of that, Dom. If your car is damaged due to a pothole while on a state highway, the state or county is not liable for your damage, and you must contact your insurance company. That's why the Scott holes suck. 844-967-2789. Our pal, Gordy Kopke. Welcome, Gordy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Gordy.
Hey, guys. I did a little note, CJ, that taxes are the price that we pay for our freedom. You know, our soldiers don't work for nothing. Somebody's got to foot the bill. Somebody's got to pay for the roads and all that good stuff there, boys. Something is wrong with our tax code when my little corporation pays more in income tax than some 30 of the largest corporations in this nation. And if CJ would get out and travel the world, those crap hole countries that Donald Trump was referring to, they don't tax their very wealthy people, and the poor people live in absolute poverty, and they have no infrastructure. And if you go to the northern European countries where socialism works, the people pay taxes, but they have great education, great travel, and that's one of the reasons they don't want to move to the United States.
Gordy, quickly, though, aren't you an agricultural interest under Wisconsin tax laws? And I'm not a tax advisor, but under the manufacturing and agricultural tax credit, you, sir, should only be subject to a 0.4% tax rate under Wisconsin laws, like a lot of Scott Walker's rich business-owning friends are.
Well, I don't really own any congressmen or representatives or senators, so that probably doesn't apply to me, but maybe I better have my accountant look into that, because I certainly pay more than a lot of the big boys.
Gordy, I bet you do, because you're sort of a fair and decent guy. But I'm telling you, man, Republicans set up those loopholes. You should take advantage of them.
I'm curious, and that's a good point. Obviously, with the agricultural side of it, but of course, it's retail as well. Wondering how all that works out. I mean, because as the grocery stores, they're still paying if you know they're selling, you know, carrots and cucumbers.
Gordy, we may need to reclassify you in Delaware. 844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth, not Delaware. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you all doing?
Awesome, man.
Fair to middling, Dave.
Fair to middling. Hey, by the way, you know, coming up on the anniversary of the murder of George Floyd, and I was wondering, you know, the guy who the perpetrator was convicted, he was represented by a police unit. And I'm thinking, if it's on videotape of somebody committing a heinous crime, that they should be stuck having a public defender versus, you know, full backing of the union. They had a pretty good lawyer, even though he went down in defeat. And it's like, but he got a short term compared to other cops that have murdered people in Minnesota. So I'm just wondering, would it be unconstitutional to make it that they would have to, if they're caught on videotape, they're going to have a public defender. They can't be represented by their union, the back of the union money.
Well, Dave, interesting concept. I don't think that should be the case. I think that would be effectively punitive. And the suggestion is they're getting an inferior level of representation through the public defender's office. I think most of the lawyers that agree to accept that low-paying work, and they do get reimbursed, but they don't get reimbursed at normal billable hour rates. I think they do it for the right reasons, but I don't think someone should be trapped in quote unquote, you know, inferior representation as a punitive measure because they're on the videotape. Everyone has the right to a defense. And if through membership in the union,
right,
union wants to pick up that expense, I have no qualms. I have a much bigger qualm, Dave, when the small donor is picking up the expense, whether it's the purchase of a used $100,000 lip balm or whether it's the, what, $100 million plus contributed supposedly for Donald Trump's legal defense, although none of the money went for that. So it's the flip side of the equation, the grandiose expenditures and monies raised by the, you know, I won't characterize the givers, by the generous to the grift. 844.
I'll characterize them. You're getting hustled. You're a sucker if you pay Donald Trump's attorney's fees.
Well, Donald Trump doesn't pay Donald Trump's attorney's fees. Why should you? You see, Rudy's losing his civil lawyer because he's not paying the fees.
Yeah, weird how that all happens. He's
844.
Fiscally responsible conservatives.
967-2789. Mark from the SAC. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Doing okay, guys. Yeah, you really got me going today talking about Scott Walk and the O'Keefe brothers and the grift that they had going on there. I mean, the good old O'Keefe brothers. One should have been in jail for the whole Mary Landrieu situation. The other one should have been in jail for misrepresenting the whole Acorn when he took Acorn down and misrepresenting it wide before Congress.
Well, I don't think they're brothers. James O'Keefe from Acorns. James O'Keefe was Project Veritas. Eric O'Keefe, no relation, I suspect, was what? Americans for Prosperity or Club for Growth.
Club for Growth, yeah.
And coordinated campaign activities with Scott Walker.
It is just disgusting that those guys, you know, and Scott Walker should have gone to jail over the first John Doe thing because he was running his campaign out of his county office, for God's sake. I mean, these guys, that turn into the secular Jesus, where Jesus said you're supposed to be honest, you're supposed to be good to your fellow man, you're supposed to take care of one another.
You're reading the Bible all wrong, man. Do what you want. Say you're sorry on Sunday, and then do it all over again the next week. Maybe for a little more money, maybe a little more grift, maybe a little more hustle. But the great news is, if you say you're sorry before you die, it's all good because God wants you to be rich.
So ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Exactly.
Thank you all for listening to the greatest radio show ever. We wax philosophical around here occasionally. Stick around. We got some more fine content coming soon. Busted Pencils, Educated Educators, Talking Education, and Native Roots Radio. Our friend, Robert Pilot. That show is going to slide a little bit later on June 5th, but we're keeping it on the airwaves. It's playing next. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AdoptUSKids presents
ABC News.